This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. A day after Pope Francis met with victims of clerical sex abuse, Boston area Catholics, particularly those who were abused by priests, are responding and speaking out.
Yesterday morning, Pope Francis met with six victims and begged them for forgiveness. He repeated a pledge of zero tolerance and said bishops who did not protect children from abuse would be held accountable. Survivors of abuse in the Boston area called the Pope's words a positive step, but said they want to see them followed by meaningful action.
To talk about what that action might look like, we're joined now by Anne Hagen-Webb. She's the Rhode Island coordinator for SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. She's a psychologist based in Wellesley and a survivor of clergy sex abuse. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Anthony. I'm glad to be here.
So yesterday, the Pope begged for forgiveness for what he calls sins of omission committed by church leaders. How did you react to those words?
Begging for forgiveness now feels too little too late. These were not sins of omission. The Catholic hierarchy for so many years has intentionally covered up the crimes of the priests that have abused children. And they fought actively in the criminal courts, in the civil courts, and outside of the courts to silence victims for too many years.
They were sins of commission, not omission, it
exactly,
sounds like you're saying. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least in my mind. And I think for many people, if you look closely, that's exactly what happened.
Well, Catholic watchdog groups like bishopaccountability.org say it's significant that Pope Francis is promising to hold bishops who cover up abuse accountable for their action. No other pope has said that before. Is that at least a step in the right direction, in that at least he's given an indication that he wants to pursue accountability?
Absolutely, it is. But it's a promise. Let's see if that promise is kept. I certainly hope so. I'm a little bit skeptical. I haven't seen so far any bishops or higher-ups in the Catholic Church being called to the carpet for their roles. But we'll see. We'll see if he's taking a new turn in this.
The previous pope, Pope Benedict XVI, met with survivors six times. You and other survivors have expressed disappointment that more changes weren't made after those meetings. What kind of changes would you like to see?
I think the very nature of how the crimes are investigated by the church and responded to, it has to change. In a six-week period of asking Rhode Islanders to come forward and talk to me about their abuse, I found four clergy members still in service that have never been taken out. I mean, it around the world, around the country, it is not happening in the way that the press would like us to believe or that the Vatican would like us to believe. And so I think there's a lot of work here in how they investigate claims of abuse and how they respond to it.
A lot of people have been very impressed with what Pope Francis has said, not just about this issue, but about expressing tolerance for homosexuality, for example, speaking out against poverty. I'm wondering if you sense any more commitment at the top of the Catholic Church, even understanding that it's going to take a long time for it to kind of make its way down through the mid-level and the grassroots level, if you will.
That's a hard question to answer. It really is. I was pleased that he made those statements about homosexuality. I would like to see real, real deep change on human rights in the Catholic Church. You know, he was at the helm in these recent UN committee investigations, and the Vatican representatives claimed that they weren't responsible for any more than the few children that were in residence in Vatican City. So I want to believe, and yet I see this other stuff that he's at the helm when this stuff goes on. He sent those representatives to the Vatican, and their defense was abominable.
Well, I hear you saying that you want to believe. So we have these words spoken yesterday. What could happen in the near term that would transform your desire to believe into actual belief?
The very first thing he could do is really discipline some of the bishops who have been the most egregious. And there's lots to choose from all around the world. This commission that he's set up needs to get working really quickly. It doesn't need to do another study. The time for study is over, and they need to take action right away. Start really cleaning house And, you know, he has the ability. If he wants things to happen quickly, he can make them happen quickly.
One last question. You're a psychologist, and as we mentioned, a survivor of clergy sex abuse yourself. The pain of what happened, obviously, so deep for so many victims. I'm just wondering, is there anything that can help victims heal? And I'm wondering to what extent these words that were spoken yesterday might or might not contribute to that healing.
The thing that I have heard from every victim I have ever spoken to, it's too late to fix what happened to me, but I want to make sure that the little child that I see, my grandchild or my child or the child that lives next door, is safe in a Catholic church. When we can be more certain of that and not see more and more revelations all around the world, I think that will contribute to healing more than any words that were said yesterday by the Pope.
All right. That's Anne Hagen-Webb. She's a psychologist and the Rhode Island coordinator for SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Anne Hagen-Webb, many thanks.
Thank you.